In this bulletin, evacuation flights resume in Afghanistan after a six-hour-long pause. Thousands of police officers to disrupt a planned anti-lockdown protest in Sydney. And in sport, Port Adelaide to finish the home-away season in the top two on the ladder after beating the Western Bulldogs. Good morning, Claire Slattery with SBS News. The United States President Joe Biden has pledged to evacuate all Americans and Afghan allies still trapped in Afghanistan. Desperate and chaotic scenes continue at Kabul Airport as thousands of locals and foreigners attempt to board planes out of the country, escaping Taliban rule. President Biden says almost 6,000 US troops on the ground have helped evacuate 13,000 people since the 14th of August. President Biden says it's been one of the largest, most difficult airlifts in history.
These operations are going to continue over the coming days before we complete our drawdown. We're going to do everything that we can to provide safe evacuation for our Afghan allies, partners, and Afghans who might be targeted because of their association with the United States. But let me be clear, any American who wants to come home, we will get you home.
The United States has confirmed there was a six-hour-long pause in flights departing Kabul because of a bottleneck processing evacuees in Qatar. U.S. officials say that American military planes have now resumed evacuation flights. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says U.S. troops retrieved 169 people just outside the perimeter of the airport.
He's referring to a small number of people that... That our troops, they were very close to the perimeter, the perimeter of the airport, very close. And in a short amount of time, with a short amount of distance, some of our troops were able to go out there and retrieve them and bring them in.
More than 14,000 police officers will be deployed to disrupt a planned anti-lockdown protest in central Sydney today. New South Wales authorities say police units will be stationed across Sydney's road and transport network to intercept people en route to the CBD and surrounds. It comes after the government announced Greater Sydney's lockdown will be extended until the end of September, after New South Wales recorded 642 new cases of COVID-19. A curfew will also be imposed on the residents of the city's 12 local government areas of concern from Monday, as well as daily exercise limits of 1 hour. A decision on whether regional Victoria will be locked down again is expected to be announced today. That's after COVID cases in the northern Victorian town of Shepparton grew to 17, with thousands forced into isolation after a man in his 30s tested positive. Victoria is facing its biggest battle against the virus since last year's second wave, with 55 new local cases yesterday and 30 of them infectious in the community. Chief Executive of Goulburn Valley Health, Matt Sharp, says authorities don't yet know how the first Shepparton case caught COVID-19.
Clearly this is an area of concern for us at the minute as we move as fast as we can through the contact tracing process. Our teams are working really quickly to talk to not only the man who was positive initially, but the people who have since tested positive to get down to acquisition sources and also who their close contacts have been.
West Australia will make New South Wales an extreme risk jurisdiction from 12:01 a.m. next Thursday. This means Western Australians in New South Wales will be denied entry on compassionate grounds. When the reclassification takes effect, any remaining West Australians will have 5 days to return home. Premier Mark McGowan says time is running out for WA residents still in New South Wales to get home.
I understand this may be an anxious time for some, but the risk in New South Wales is too big and we need to take new steps to protect Western Australia to keep our state safe.
Ismail Sabri Yaakob has been appointed by Malaysia's king as the country's new prime minister. He replaces Muhyiddin Yassin, who stepped down this week after losing his parliamentary majority. 61-year-old Ismail Sabri, who was Muhyiddin's deputy, will have to face a confidence vote in parliament to prove his majority. The German and Russian leaders have met to discuss stalled peace talks over the separatist conflict in Ukraine. Germany and France have sought to help broker a peaceful settlement to end the fighting between Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed separatists that has killed more than 14,000 people since 2014. Merkel's visit to Moscow comes as she's nearing the end of her almost 16-year-long leadership of Germany. Angela Merkel says she will work to ensure the territorial integrity of Ukraine until her final day in office.
I think in international context, there is no alternative, or no reasonable, no sensible alternative than try to talk, to exchange arguments and to keep drilling thick boards in the process. It could be easier, certainly, but the talking should go on. I am quite convinced of that.
In the AFL, and Port Adelaide will finish the home and away season in the top two on the ladder after a thrilling two-point victory over the Western Bulldogs. It's the third straight loss for the Bulldogs, making it likely they'll finish fifth after appearing on track for the minor premiership just a month ago. The final score at Marvel Stadium was 9-12-66 to 10-4-64. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, there'll be showers and a top of 19 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 18. Melbourne, mostly sunny and 20. Hobart, a shower or two and 16 degrees. Canberra, partly cloudy, 18. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 23. Sydney, a possible morning shower and 23 degrees. Newcastle, partly cloudy, also 23. Brisbane, sunny and 26. Cairns, there'll be drizzle and 26. And in Darwin, it'll be a sunny day with a top of 34 degrees. That's SBS News.